This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a good one. Cavaliers reportedly not interested in LeBron James. That's just a note I wanted to pass along to you. I saw out there on NBA Twitter at the break. But have some Cowboys offseason content for you in the form of the Athletic's annual offseason poll. How would you answer these big-time questions about the 2025 Cowboys? We'll get to that here in just a second. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With the Frankels, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. I do wonder, with LeBron opting into that thing, did he do that because he thought the Lakers wouldn't want to bring him back?
No, I think he did that just because that's a guaranteed $52.6 million that I don't think he would imagine he'd be getting elsewhere.
And when you say you would not want him on the Mavericks, is that because you don't think he's that good anymore, or you don't think he's a good fit with what they have currently?
I don't want to give up. What, are you going to give up PJ Washington and Gafford for him?
Maybe Gafford.
I think from a financial standpoint, it works. I mean, maybe there's other ways to make it work, but like what I've most commonly seen is Gafford, PJ Washington, Klay Thompson. No problem with Klay Thompson. But I think I'm better off with Gafford and PJ, yeah. Especially when you go big picture with it, because you're talking about punting on those two guys for the next few years for 1 year of LeBron, who is clearly not the same player. And right. And the injury stuff, like he apparently had an MCL issue when their season was over.
Yeah.
So you just add another super old, fragile guy to go along with Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving, to me. And it's just everything is about him when he's here.
Yeah, I'm willing to give you like Max Christie back and maybe Gafford, but not PJ Washington, you know, because LeBron doesn't have much left. I mean, he might show up just over the hill and done. Like at some point, your body just won't go at an NBA level. And, mm-hmm. you know, but I think if he wants out and Cleveland doesn't want him and he can dictate where he's going to go, like one of the only places is the Mavs. If Miami doesn't want him and Cleveland doesn't want him, I think you could be in a real great bargaining position to like, hey, you can make it work with Klay Thompson and Daniel Gafford and some other fill-in pieces, but you're not getting any of our best six or seven players. I think you could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a way that you could do that, and I totally agree that the Mavericks would be on his short list of teams that he would want to go to. It makes a ton of sense.
What if for the Luka trade that they give you him at a discounted price because you made the trade with the Luka that you gave them their future piece, and maybe Pelinka throws Nico.
Yeah, I could see that. You know,
throws Nico back. Okay, listen.
This is the next part of the trade. This we couldn't do this at the time.
This is the player to be named later. I'm giving you 41-year-old LeBron James.
If I was Nico and I did that deal, I would need something in the future, like a handshake agreement, man to man. You are going to make this right. Maybe we can't figure out a way to do it now because you're thinking you're going to contend with what you have and you need Connect to do this other trade, or you want your guys. But come summer, I could absolutely see that happening.
Yeah, I just kind of wondered if you got on the phone and said, listen, I'll take the guy off your hands, but I'm not going to overpay for him. Like you didn't overpay for Luka. So I'm going to turn around and you're going to do me a favor now. Yeah. You know, you got your guy, you got your young star. All right. You want to give me this guy, give me this guy, you know, mm-hmm. and I'll take him. I'll take the $50 million and here we go.
How many games will the Cowboys win this season is the first question here in the annual Cowboys survey from The Athletic. This is John Machota, our guy that put it together, published it this morning. And I've been thinking about this all day, but I'm going to settle in on 8-9 because of the schedule and the defense. Yeah. That's how I would vote, option C.
Yeah, I would be the same way. Vegas has you at 7.5 right now, and I think the over is the slight favorite since the Pickens trade. And that makes plenty of sense. I am excited about what this offense is going to be able to do, but I think there will be some semblance of like what the, not to the same extent, but a little bit of like what the Bengals dealt with last year, where your defense is just like, maybe you scored 30 in the game, but the other team was able to put up 34.
Yeah, I think 8-9 is fair.
What would you consider a good season? Winning record, making the playoffs, winning at least one playoff game, or winning multiple playoff games?
I mean, just looking at the roster and the way things are right now and how much turnover there has been, coaching staff and otherwise, mm-hmm. I would say a winning record would be pretty good. And factoring in the difficulty of the schedule, I would say a winning record would be pretty good.
I think a winning record would be outstanding because this coach in his first year needs to build – where they trust him. You know, all of a sudden, you want to build some goodwill here. You don't want this thing to go 4-13, you know, and all of a sudden everything that he is trying to put together. I mean, you as a coach, you want to be able, that first year, I know it was really important for us in Green Bay, 20 years of losing football. All of a sudden you go 9-7. Everybody's like, wow, it builds everything that we were pushing for. Like now the buy-in, that's what you're looking for right now. But this thing turns 4-13. We're going to be talking about ping pong tables. We're going to talk fun time at the old ball yard, all that crap that people want to point to. But he needs a winning season to build. It doesn't have to be a playoff season, but a winning season buys him credibility for the next year.
Yeah, I think that's huge. Like
you worry about the playoffs and the division and all those other stuff.
If you have a winning record, it's gone decent with Schottenheimer.
Right.
I think if you make the playoffs, maybe your offensive line is taking big steps in the right direction.
Sure.
And your draft class is going well. You know, right. So I would say, but for me, in order to actually feel successful, I would say they need to win a playoff game.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At this point, they need to prove they can get into a wild card situation and beat a playoff team like they did against Tampa.
That's what the Commanders did. I mean, they get Dan Quinn and off and running. They're in the NFC Championship game. I mean, you could only hope that could happen. But I he needs to build credibility within the organization and with his players.
What grade would you give Brian Schottenheimer for his first 5 months as head coach?
I mean, I would give it an A. I really appreciate the staff that he's put together. I don't love the Eberflus one, but I get it. The way that everybody's talking about him, the players and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's only so much that you can really glean. Everybody, they can say whatever they want, and generally speaking, new guy comes in, it's just something new, so everybody likes it. But yeah, I would say B plus to an A.
I'm saying more of a B. I like what he did in the draft, to how involved he got into it. I like how he was able to kind of navigate some things. I mean, when I was there the 3 days and watching him, and you could tell that him and Will McClay had a really good understanding. Stephen Jones was involved with that. They kind of, he put out a direction that he wanted to go. I think right now it's kind of a solid B, because again, maybe he's convinced Jerry and Stephen to, like, listen, we need some more guys here. Help me with this. Help me with that. I think that the part to making an A is going to have to be, we get to training camp and all of a sudden you start to see things that, like, oh wow, this looks different offensively, scheme wise. I think the B part of it is mainly because of the off season. I think the rest of the grade will, this thing could go from a B to an A, depending on how the scheme goes in and how they play, to, or it could go from a B to a D if all of a sudden they go out there and look completely inept. And then you start to hear the whispers in the locker room that the coaching staff is too young, they don't have NFL experience, you know, all those things. I do like the fact that he went out and didn't hire his friends.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that. I mean,
it's the scheme, the vibes. Yeah. There's a lot of good things going on. I would say, you know, as a head coach, how much of it is your job to fix the run defense?
Yeah.
How much is it your job in the personnel department, where the coaches give you a lot of power to convince them that we need better players?
Yep.
We, you know, you can't be serious about actually trying to get it done against the Eagles with this many holes on your roster. So, and I don't know if you can possibly get a message home to Jerry to reconsider everything about the way their front office does business with contracts and everything. But I think you need that kind of visionary communicator that can have those thoughts and then convince the ownership group of it to absolutely get my A+.
I will say this, though. I think it's very important to his early coaching tenure that they get Micah Parsons done before training camp goes.
That'd be nice.
I think that's important to him. I don't think he has to sit, for him to have to sit there and answer that question every single day. And you know Micah is going to hold in. Is that right? Is that what that would be? Hold out?
Yeah.
Micah is not going to get fined $50,000 a day. I just don't see that happening.
If you had to bet right now, how long will Schottenheimer be Cowboys head coach? He's got a 4-year contract.
Yeah, I would guess he goes the distance.
I'm going to say that he's tied into the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it has to go with that. If Dak is not good for 2 years and it's struggle and, you know, they think like the offensive scheme and all that's not the way to go, I could see him. I could see after 2 years, probably, I would say 3 years. I'd say 3 years if the quarterback's not going well.
Yeah, I think I would click 3 years, but I could absolutely see 4 years. Like if they're not terrible, it's crazy how much Jerry won't accept the fact that you got to fire guys before their contract is over.
It depends on what we see though in the division too. If the Commanders continue to grow, like, and Philadelphia continues to go, and then all of a sudden you see the Giants make a run. You know, where they're now in the
top. They hit on Dart.
Yeah, they're in the top three, and then you're the fourth team in the division, and it not getting any better. That's going to be a big, big issue.
I think Jerry's least favorite thing in the world is paying someone to not work for him.
Yeah.
You know, some firing a coach early.
Might be Steven's decision at that point.
It just messes with his old man sensibilities, you know, coming out of that era where you didn't waste anything. How far are the Cowboys from winning a Super Bowl? 1 or 2 years, 3 or 4, 5 to 10, more than 10. It's just so hard to call it right now. I mean, if you don't do it in the next 1 or 2 years, Dak's probably going to be too old.
Yeah, I worry about your division getting better, though, too. And then that's the problem. It's going to win a division. But there's been teams that have come through the wild card and won Super Bowls. So I think there is probably the 5 to 10 years, if I had to say.
Yeah, I put the timeline pretty far out. I think you got to start stacking up good drafts.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got to have a light bulb come on that, hey, whatever shortcomings we have,
we better
get a great player.
They might have to hit on, like I say, it might turn into, we'll see what happens to the quarterback. Hopeful for him. I think he's going to be ready to go health-wise. I mean, everything I'm hearing about has been super positive that way. So we'll see. I think that I think your division's getting better. I really do.
Yeah, and it's a division that still nobody has repeated in for, 20 years or something like that. And, you know, maybe that continues and Philly fades a little bit and gets their cards back in order before they make another run at it. But, I mean, right now it looks like at best they're the third best team in the division. And going forward, I think I did the math the other day. Like, they have 9 good players if you count Diggs and Overshown, and I guess 10 if you count Ferguson, but nobody is. And, like, the Eagles are sitting there with 14. Most of your contenders have 12 or 13. So,
I need another draft. I need to keep George Pickens and then, you know, hold off age and injury. Like, this team has been devastated by injuries as well. So stay healthy, draft, get back to drafting well, and maybe we can consider it. What position group gives you the most concern? It's running back.
We talked about that.
Oh, though. That's right.
We talked about it.
The secondary.
Secondary would be, yeah, secondary or running back.
If you could only sign one of these unrestricted free agents, who is it? Pickens, Bland, Ferguson, Williams.
I go Bland in this scenario.
Is Bland the better overall player than Pickens? More professional?
More professional. I don't know if he's better, but I have CD Lamb already. I don't have anybody without.
Are you signing Bland with the intent of getting rid of Diggs?
Yes.
Okay. Then that makes it a lot easier for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. If Revell's good enough, I might just move on from both.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's absolutely. If that happens, yeah, then we can have a different conversation. But paying two wide receivers,
yeah,
30-plus million, it's going to be tough.
Yeah. All right, it's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Jared Sandler jumps in here. We'll get all the Rangers' question answered. A big day of news. Young is out. Burger's back up, and we're back in the Nation.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.